Recorded Books presents Psychokinetic Eyeball Pulling, a Lit RPG Apocalypse Adventure by Freed. Narrated by Amanda Dolan. Chapter 1. The Psychokinetic Eyeball Puller. I'm going to die. Astrid plopped her elbow down on the grandly engraved windowsill and gazed out at the endless expanse of never-ending ocean. Of boredom. Astrid sighed. She incessantly tapped her foot against her marbled flooring as she painstakingly awaited the punishment for her actions. Would it be 1,000 more sword swings or chores that even the maids dreaded? Well, she couldn't help it either way. She needed an outlet for her boredom, and Mr. Edwards just happened to be teaching her at the time. He was a stuck-up, pretentious private professor of mathematics. With the subject as useless as it was in an apocalypse, she couldn't help but prank him now and then. Just minor pranks, nothing major. Whoopee cushions, flower traps, and a little scare now and then. She gazed at the white bedsheets that lay on the ground. Two scraggly holes were cut out, creating eyes for a ghost. Astrid had heard that Mr. Edwards had a fearful nature, and boy, was that right. With a little scare, he bolted out of the room, almost leaving his handcrafted wig behind. Astrid giggled at the reminder of his wailing screech. The salted breeze from the endless waters tousled her golden hair, which she had brought to one side in a messy braid. At this time of year, the water was crystal clear. She gazed down the side of the ship. From her window to the ocean's surface was a steep drop that reached just over 100 meters. A nearby shoal of fish swam at a speed that caught them up to the ship. Then, a monster over 10 meters in length opened its maw wide and snapped it down on a passing fish. A fine, bloodied mist trailed through the waters. There was a time, before the devouring apocalypse, when the world was full of verdant green land and farms that expanded for miles until they hit a hill or the nearest densely populated habitat. Now the last vestiges of humanity remained on a city-class ship named HMS Rebirth, destined to trail through the monster-filled waters. A grand feat of engineering gifted from the classes by the grace of the goddess Iara. Astrid now only had a few months to wait for her grand class awakening. It would be a day when all the noble families would congregate and offer their jubilant congratulations. It was a day that she desperately awaited. It would be her rebirth, finally a chance to end this never-ending boredom of nothing but attending balls and monotonous training. She did enjoy the training, just not when she was forced to do it as punishment. She was about to turn around when she noticed a black object in the distance. Astrid cupped her hands above her brows to block the harsh rays of the sun. Her eyes widened as the object closed the distance within a fraction of a second. There was no time to react before the black thing walloped the side of her head and sent her flying through the air. The turbulence tousled her immaculate dress as she slammed into her magnificent walk-in wardrobe, thudding against the back wall. Astrid rubbed her bruised shoulders. Fumbling around, she climbed out from under a pile of smooth fabrics. Confused, she gazed at the opened window where the black object had shot through the air. What in the unholy shit was that? Her hand brushed up against a wet spot on her face, left by the projectile that had hit her. Astrid scrambled over to the enormous jewel-rimmed mirror and sighed in relief at the reflection staring back at her. It wasn't bird poop. Can never be too careful with those damned seagulls. Error. System failure. Strange words entered her mind. Words that she shouldn't have heard for another few months, until her grand system awakening. Conditions have been met for awakening. You have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?